激情。
We are all the same in front of the Lord. We are just one people.
所以在神的面前，我们都是一样的，我们是一个人。
We may be different, speak different languages, and look different, but we have one God.
虽然我们用不同的语言，但是呢，我们的神是同一个。
Okay, today I'm going to be sharing with you some of my experience in Myanmar.
所以今天呢，我来跟弟兄姊妹分享一下我在缅甸的事工。
And I'm going to use this chapter or this passage that we've just read from the book of Acts.
那今天我所引用的经文就是刚才我们读过的《使徒行传》第五章十七到四十二节。
You've all read it responsively, which is good. So what I will do is I will actually take chunks of this one by one and give you some ideas of my own about what God is doing in Myanmar.
那所以呢，今天我就利用这段经文，就是逐节的来分析一下。按照这个经文，我们在缅甸所施行的。
Now, this whole passage talks about the persecution of the apostles and the very first believers in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，今天的这段经文其实讲的最早的开始，就是这些使徒为了传福音所遭受的逼迫。
So I don't want you to think that I'm an apostle or anything great, but when you read any passage in the Bible, you're supposed to apply what you read into your life.
所以呢，我并不是说想让大家看到我跟这些使徒一样，但是呢，我希望弟兄姊妹在阅读这个经文的时候，让你们反思，就是我们自己是如何。
So this persecution part kind of reminds me of what we are going through in Myanmar.
所以呢，其实这段经文所描述的这个逼迫的话呢，让我呢回想起，就是想到我们在缅甸所经历的。
As you know, we have a civil war going on right now.
所以大家都知道，缅甸呢现在正在有内战。
That means the military government wants to keep power.
那就是这个，就是这种军统的这个部队呢，他们这个军人，他们还想呢维持他们的这个权利。
So there are many ethnic small groups who have armies and are fighting back.
所以呢，就有很多这些不同的地方部队呢，就开始呢跟这种政府军之间呢有交战。
So these are the pro-democracy armies.
所以这些呢，就是呢，都是一些他们就是要。就是说支持民主的，反对这个军统的。
The military has been ruling the land since 1962.
这个军统的这个部队呢，统治这个国家自从1962年。
Except for an interlude with democracy of about maybe 10 years at the most, they have ruled the land with an iron fist.
所以呢，在这个期间呢，恐怕只有短暂的一些大概十年左右的民主时期，别的时间都是在这种军事统治下。
I mean, when you look at compare this with China in that same time period, look how much China has changed for the better. Myanmar has gone downhill for this past 60 years.
所以在过去的60年，其实我们可以跟亚洲的另外一个大国中国来比较一下。60年我们看到中国是在向上行的，但是缅甸的话呢，在这个60年是每况愈下。
We only have one highway.
在整个缅甸呢，只有一条高速公路。
One highway.And it connects the commercial capital, which used to be the capital called Yangon, where I live, to the new capital that the military built for themselves.
所以呢，以前呢，缅甸的首都是仰光，就是我现在在的地方。现在呢，这个军统政府呢，竟然就是造了另外一个首都。
So Myanmar will be poor for a very long time.
所以呢，缅甸是一个处于贫困之中的国家，已经持续了很长的时间。
Until the government is willing to build and create jobs and move the economy, we will be poor for a long time.
除非是这个政府呢，开始考虑到重建这个经济，能够给予更多的就业机会，不然的话，缅甸会这样的一直穷困下去。
So coming back to the passage we're doing, we're not going to read this because you already have read it. I'll only just highlight to you verse 20.
刚才这个经文我们从17到42节读了，我不会再重述，现在我只想来强调一下这个第20节。
That's when the angel of the Lord came in and opened the gates of the prison and asked the disciples to go out.
这个二十节讲的就是主的使者来把这个牢门打开，释放了这些使徒。
But notice what the angel of the Lord told them to do.
但是大家注意看一下，这个主的使徒对这些宝徒对这些使徒说了什么。
The angel of the Lord didn't tell them, go and take a rest, go and have a good meal and sleep, and then we can talk about it tomorrow morning. No.
主的使徒来并没有告诉他们，你们出来吧，出去先休息一会儿，吃一顿好饭，睡一个好觉，我们明天再来重新论事。
The angel of the Lord said, go and tell the people all about this new life.
那主的使者对他们说，你们出去向百姓众百姓传讲这个新的生命。
A lot of times we think of our own comfort first.
我们大部分时间我们所想到的是我们自己的安
逸。 We don't want to serve or sacrifice because we think it's going to make us uncomfortable.
我们不想那太多的付出去服侍去侍奉，因为这样的话让我们会觉得不舒服。
So what I learned from this passage is that God does care for us, but he still wants us to do the most important thing, which is to share the good news.
那么从这段经文我们看到呢，神真正是主，真正是在意我们，但是他对我们最重要的使命是让我们去分享这个上好的福音。
No, we like to have money, we have to have houses, we have to have cars, we have to have all these good things. But at the end of the day, as you all know, they will all disappear. We have to leave them all behind.
我们知道呢，我们每天所思所想的恐怕都是呢大房子、好的收入、豪车、好的生活，但是我们都知道，在我们生命的尽头的时候，这些东西都会烟消云散。
So what matters is eternity. What matters is what goes on after we have lived on this earth.
所以从这段经我们看到，我们最应该在意的是我们的将来，是我们死后的归宿。
That's why God did not tell them to go and rest.
这就为什么主的使者来没有告诉他们，你们去歇息吧。
That's why I've called this sermon Never Stop.
就为什么他要这些使徒去传讲这样的福音，永远不要停，永不停息。
And you'll see why as we go through. But what I want to tell you actually that a lot of people spend too much time, especially in North America, on themselves.
这就是为什么我们今天要强调的这一点，尤其在北美，因为我们太多的人，太多的时候都专注自己。
We don't remember there are so many people who have not even one tenth of what we have.
所以我们不记得了，我们也忘记了，有这么多的人，他们的生命还没有得救赎。
You know, I mean, I can go on and on this, but I just want to at least wake you up to the fact that the apostles never stopped working.
所以呢，我不想再这样的重复讲下去，我只是呢想强调，想大家知道
Actually,
使徒们他们是从来没有停止传福音的工作。
All the apostles actually died a horrible death.
而且呢，我们从圣经可以看到很多的使徒他们因此而丧命。
You know, we read about Paul, we talk about John, we talk about Matthew, we talk about all these people in the BibleWe forget that these people never had comfortable life. None of them did.
所以我们经常看到，我们讲到马太、保罗、彼得，他们，我们看到他们的生平，他们中没有一个是有过舒适的生活。
You can read this while I'm talking to you, but you can see that they were quite prepared to die and die horrible death as well.
所以从这个经文你可以看到，在这个屏幕上的他们从一开始就已经准备为这个福音献身，而且他们的这个献身真的都死得很惨。
So therefore I ask myself the question, I was living a comfortable life here in Toronto like you.
所以呢通过这儿我就会质问我自己，我也跟你们一样在多伦多过着一个舒适的生活。
I had reached the top of my career.
我在我的事业上已经做到了顶峰。
But I was willing to let it all go.
但是呢，我也知道这些东西都会随风而去。
And I left Toronto and I went to first to India, then to Myanmar.
所以呢，我就从很早就开始出去传福音，首先是到了印度，现在在缅甸。
I'm not a big hero.
啊，我并不是说我是一个英雄。
I mean, these people have done more than me. I haven't even suffered. I haven't been in prison yet.
而且比起这些个真正的英雄来，我真的比他们我所承受的少多了。我连监牢都没有蹲过。
I may still go, but not now. I'm fine. So compared to them, I'm nothing, really.
所以呢，虽然我在极力的在传福音，但是比起这些使徒来，我真的比起他们来，
but、
我什么都不是。
The principle still is the right one, which is we need to be prepared to let go of our comfort.
所以呢，这个原理是一样的，就是我们应该要走出我们的舒适圈。
When you are asked to serve in the church, don't say, "Oh, I don't have time," or "It's not convenient," or whatever excuse you can come up with, but rather say, "Okay, I'll help."
所以呢，当你被授予这些这个侍奉的时候呢，不要找各种借口，我没有时间，我没有精力。你应该很肯定的回答，我在这儿。
The next section I want is on this one again, no need to for this one, because I want to just focus you on to again the last verse, on verse 24.
那我们看看这个经文，我们要强调一下，就是这个经文的第二十四节。
When they saw the apostles freed, they did not know what that meant.
那就当这些撒都该人看到这些使徒被放出来的时候，他们很犯难。
Because there was an upheaval, this has never happened before, this is all new for the first time, and everybody was a bit confused, right?
就因为这种情形以前从来没有发生过，有这么多的众人听他们传讲福音，这种情况就让他们觉得很困惑。
Think of yourself at the time of COVID back in 2020.
所以我们想一想，回到2020年这个疫情期间。
Did you know what was this all about?
所以我们知道下面会发生什么吗？我们不知道。
Everybody was confused.
每一个人都觉得困惑。
Where will this end?
到底这个是怎么来的？以什么样的方式终止呢？
Now in 2024, we can look back, of course, and say, oh, now we understand. But at the time, we didn't.
那现在到了2024年，我们回望，我们就知道这个一切发生的由缘，但是当时我们的确是很困惑。
The future is always uncertain, unclear.
将来总是不清楚，也不确定。
For us, when we had COVID, of course, all businesses had stopped.
在疫情期间，我们知道所有的生意都停顿。
And I had originally gone to Myanmar to help people start businesses or expand their businesses.
所以那个时候我到了缅甸，还就是要跟大家说呢，要停止，就是说要停止一些生意。
And the goal was for them to be able to make their own money so that they don't have to go begging, asking people for charity.
所以这样的话就是我们在那边生意就是应该要持续的，这样就能够呢让我们的事工能够持续，而不是呢向别人要去要募捐。
But when COVID came, I couldn't do anything anymore because there was no business at all.
但是疫情期间我们是没有办法，必须停止。
So therefore, I did not know what else to do. I was totally at a loss, just like this verse says, totally at a loss.Right?
所以那在那个期间我真的不知所措，就是完全的在处于迷失之中。
And then some people suggested to me, hey, Luval, why don't you give food, distribute food? Because obviously people were not working. And unlike Canada, where the government gave you some money over there, nothing, zero.
那这个时候就有人给我很好的建议，如果我们停工了，我们能不能够出去分派食物呢？因为在缅甸不像在加拿大，我们就有政府给我们大量的救济，在那边如果停工，那食物来源就是零。
I was reluctant to do food distribution because that was charity, that was giving people food when I actually wanted them to earn their own food.
那实际上开始的时候真的有点不情愿，因为实际上呢，我是希望他们自己自食其力。那这个时候呢，需要去向他们分发免费的食物。
And more importantly, I said, if I start this, When do I stop?
那如果是，而且我当时就在想，如果我一旦开始了这样，那我怎么收场呢？
Because there will always be hungry people.
因为在那个地方到处都是饥饿的人。
There will always be people coming and asking for food.
总会有人不停地来向我们要那个讨取食物。
I had no idea where to stop, so I said, no, I'm not doing this.
所以我不知道如果一旦这样开始我将怎么样停止，所以呢我当时就拒绝了这样的一个建议。
But unfortunately, things got worse, as you know. COVID started slowly, but then it picked up, and it got worse and worse, and people were hungrier and hungrier.
但是事情呢比我们想象的更糟糕，这个疫情越来越严重，挨饿的人越来越多。
So I accepted this as an emergency, as a crisis, thinking, oh, in a year we'll finish. Okay.
所以呢，就是当时，所以就真的是说，希望它是一个紧急的一个状态，这个状态能够在短期内能够停止。
51 months later, we are still giving out food.
但是呢，这个时间持续了51个月之后呢，我们还在分派食物。
When all the big agencies like the World Food Program from the UN, all the monks from the Buddhist temples, they've all stopped, but we have continued.
即使当时联合国给予缅甸的资助，以及一些大的一些庙宇、寺庙他们给予的资助都已经停止了，
because the needs,
但是我们一直还在继续。
Because the needs are still here.
因为他们真正的需要我们去医治救急。
In the middle of COVID, we had something else that happened, and that's the coup where the military took over the democratically elected government, and everybody again went into panic.
而且在这个期间的话呢，还发生了一个事情，就是当时是有人推翻了当时这个政府，所以很多人都逃散。
The food security became even worse.
那当时对这个食物的这个保障呢，这种情况更加的艰难。
So to this day, we are still feeding every month 465 families.
那在这个期间呢，直到今天，我们一直还在那供给呢450几家家庭的食物来源。
Half of them are Christians.
其实他们中的一半呢是。
The other half are what we call pre-believers, that is those who are interested in the gospel.
另外的一半呢，我们叫就是初信的，就是刚刚开始接触基督的信仰。
And we need about $90,000 a year to do this.
我们要做到这一点的话呢，我们每年大概需要。9万加元或者是。
But you know, year after year, God has provided the money.
但是感恩的是，年复一年，神从来没有断过给我们这样的供给。
Don't ask me where the money comes from. I have no idea.
都不要问我这个钱从哪里来的，甚至连我自己都不知道。
You know, many people, yeah, people will write and say, well.I'm going to send you some money. You know, it comes from everywhere. God just sends all His angels. You know.
这些钱呢，从各个地方来到我们这儿，真的都是一些如同天使一样。
So that we can continue the food distribution.
所以这样呢，让我们的这个食物的分派呢，能够持续到今天。
But let me go to the next section, 25 to 28.
我们来到下一段经节25节到27节。
Okay, maybe this one we should read because it's a little bit complicated. Can you read it with them?
我们可以其实可以一起来读，就是这段经文哈，一二三。有一个人来禀报说，你们收在监里的人，现在站在殿里教训百姓。于是守殿官和差役去带使徒来，并没有用强暴，因为怕百姓用石头打他们。带到了，便叫使徒站在公会前。大祭司问他们说：“我们不是严严地禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。”
Okay, so the authorities told the people to stop teaching.
所以呢，这个当权的就告诉，就是命令这些使徒要他们停止传讲福音。
But they kept going.
但是他们呢， 一直在不停息地传讲着福音。
And this is what we're doing in Myanmar.
这也就是我们今天在缅甸所做的。
The country is 88% Buddhist.
这个国家呢，人口的88%都是信佛教的。
So people are not keen to listen to the gospel because it's something different.
所以呢，他们就是对这个信仰的话呢，因为跟他们的原来的信仰太不一样了。
You know, in Myanmar, they say to be Burmese is to be Buddhist, right? It's the one and same thing. In other words, religion and culture are together.
所以在缅甸的话呢，就是佛教跟缅甸人呢，他们是同一个，就是这两种是重叠在一起，叫做缅甸文化。
So they were very happy with what they have because this is life, this is what everybody does, this is our country. So they don't want to hear a new thing.
所以呢，对他们来讲，就是这个佛教已经融入了他们的血液，他们认为他们就是终身就是这样的一种生活方式，他们也很安于这样的生活方式，所以他们呢对所有别的信仰他们都是排斥。
But when COVID came and we started giving food out, a lot of the people were asking, why are you doing this? Because you are not us, you're not our people.
所以当疫情开始的时候，当我们分发食物的时候，这些人很好奇，就问我们，为什么你们要如此向我们行善？你们都跟我们不是同一类人。
Before, what we're doing, we go and tell them about the gospel, or we stand and, we give book tracts and stuff like that, but it doesn't stop them. This one, it's tangible. We give them rice, we give them oil, we give them, onions,These are things they can see and they say, why are you giving this to me?
Yeah, 在这个之前我们向他们传讲福音去挨门挨户的跟他们分发这些单张他们并不为所动但是疫情期间他们是肉眼可见的见到我们向他们分发他们日需的大米食用油和洋葱啊，这些他们就在问这样的问题为什么你们要对我们这么做
It's a great opportunity to share the love of God.
所以这个也是神给我们开了这个门，是一个最好的分享神的爱的方式。
We give it to you because Jesus loves you.
我们为什么给你，是因为耶稣爱你。
And he wants to have a relationship with you.
他想与你们之间有这种爱的关系。
So wherever we are, I use a network of about 20 pastors in different parts of the country. They do it in their own communities.
所以我们就是通过这个网络呢，在全缅甸有20个牧师，他们都是做同样的事情。
As a result of this, you know, over the past 3 years now, all the churches have grown, in fact, have doubled and some even tripled.Their attendance.
所以呢，经历了这个疫情之后，这个真正是让这些缅甸人看到了神的爱。所以现在教会是大大的复兴，很多教会人数是成倍，甚至是成三倍的增长。
And we've also planted 3 new churches.
我们甚至呢还在计划呢再植三个新的堂。
They would not have existed if we didn't give food out.
但如果是不是因为这个疫情期间我们分发食物，这一切都不可能发生。
But we do have opposition, of course.
当然，我们也会呢有反对的时候。
And one good example is Hesed, the church that Chinese Gospel Church supported to finalize the building.
一个呢就是我们应该是福音堂那个资助的一个应该叫做恩典堂。
On the day we were about to inaugurate, or the week, sorry, not the day itself, but the week, one of the Buddhist monks in the temple next to the church went to the very high authorities to complain about us.
当时我们执这个恩典堂的时候呢，旁边的一个就是职位很高的应该是佛堂的一个执事一个主持哈，应该是就来向我们抱怨。
You see, in Myanmar, even though there is freedom of worship, but the Buddhists don't like it when there is any other religion that comes up in their backyard.、Right?
虽然在缅甸的这个国情里面，就是说是信仰自由的，但是呢， 这些个就是大的这些佛堂，这些主持或者是人民，他们并不愿意看到福音的传播。
Legally, they cannot stop us, but they can harass us. They can make our life very difficult.
法律上来讲，虽然他不能阻止我们，但是他们可以通过各种别的办法来骚扰我们、恐吓我们，让我们停止我们的事工。
But you know, when they started doing this, all the people in the village protested.
但是当他们开始这样来攻击我们的时候，整个村里的这些百姓都来保护我们。
Just like in the old times, they all said, "These people are good people. They are helping us. Don't do anything to them."
所以呢，他们会为我们抗辩，说这些人都是好人，你们不要伤害他们。他们一直在为我们做好事。
So even though they stopped us from inaugurating, we kept quiet, we obeyed the authorities, but we still can do worship.
虽然我们在执堂的过程中那个进展缓慢，到现在还没有完成，但是的话呢，我们仍然保持我们这个崇拜。
Every Sunday, 200 people meet, but we close all the windows so that nobody hears the sound of our songs.
所以呢，每个星期天都有200人来聚会。
Because we want to.Be quiet, we don't want to make people angry with us.
所以我们在聚会中我们是赞美神，但是我们也是为了呢平息他们的这些怒气的话呢，我们赞美的这个赞美诗就没有像今天在这儿我们可以很高昂的能够赞美神。
This is what the authorities ask us to do. Go ahead, but quiet, quiet.
这也就是在当时的这个当前的这个形势所迫，那这样的话我们是在敬拜神，但是我们是以我们的方式，静默的方式。
Myanmar believers tend to be loud, especially when they sing, okay? So they make a lot of noise, so we have to be careful.
所以的话呢，他们如果是不愿意我们这儿大声的这个赞扬神的话呢，我们也遵循他们的这些个规矩。
Okay, the next section is 29 to 32, and I have something very simple to say about this one, and it comes from the very first verse this time, verse 29.
下面的这个经文就是29到32节，这段比较简单，但是我着重来讲一下这个29节。
When the apostles were told to shut up and zip up, God said to them, or Peter answered,We must obey God, not man.
所以当这些当权的人要他们住嘴，要他们停止传讲福音的时候，使徒们的回答是，我们是不听从人，我们只顺服神。
So as I said, even though the country is Buddhist, we respect the people. We try not to do anything bad. At the end though, if they tell us not to have a worship service, then we have to obey God, not man.
所以呢，虽然就是这个他们缅甸的这些当局，虽然对我们传福音，他们有很多的要求或者禁止我们，但是我们仍然就是呢，顺服神为主。如果到时候神给我们说，我们是要传福音，我们是顺服神而不是顺服人。
Many Christians are scared because of the fact that the military, especially, can threaten you. Right now, we are under martial law, which means that they can put us in prison without any reason, without any warrant, without anything, just because they don't like us.
所以现在缅甸的这个情形是相当紧张的。那这些基督徒们，他们就是说呢，随时可能受到逼迫，不需要任何理由，也不需要任何的审判，只要他觉得他看你不顺眼，不喜欢你，就可以把你投入监牢。
But I want to illustrate this principle of obeying God rather than man from my own personal experience.
那这以我个人的经历来说，我们怎么样在我们的侍奉中做到顺服神而不是人？
So when the coup happened, obviously they were killing people everywhere. Protesters were being killed in the streets. So the organization, the mission organization I'm with, asked me to leave.
所以当这个政变发生以后，在街上就发生了杀戮，到处都是一片的这个恐慌跟血腥。所以当时差派我的这个组织呢，就是福音组织，当时就劝我离开缅甸。
Including this church.
也甚至包括这个教会也告诉我应该离开。
They said, Laval, it's not safe over there. We don't want to be responsible for your death. So you'd better come home to Toronto.
所以呢都劝诫我说现在局势这么乱，你最后还是回来。如果我们呢就是如果是说因为各种情况让你发生了意外，我们也没有办法担这个责。
Actually, you know what? For me, it was a new idea. I never even thought of leaving.
所以对我来讲，其实这个并不是什么新的想法。我从来就没有想到我要离开。
And this is the way the principle, I have to obey God rather than man.
因为在我的内心，我的人生原则就是永远顺服神。
Men were saying, leave, because it's more comfortable for you. It's more safe for you.
所以的话就是说，如果是说一个地方不舒服，或者是说对我不安全，要我离开。
And I said no because I want to stay with the people.
我的回答就是我不会因为这些而离开，因为我要与这儿的人，这儿的缅甸的人一起呢，共度这样的难关。
This is where I can help. This is where I can be of use. Whereas I come to Toronto, what am I going to do here?
因为这个时候正就是我的使命。如果这个时候我回到多伦多来，我能做什么呢？
You know, Toronto is not home for me anymore.
大家知道哈，多伦多已经不再是我的家了。
Because home is not where your heart is. I think it's a wrong saying. Home is where you can be useful.
所以呢，在我的心里面，家是一个心所归向的地方。如果你的心不在那个地方，家已经是有名无实。
Home is where you can serve.
家是一个你能侍奉、你能服侍人的地
方。And serve joyfully.
而且呢，是蛮有喜乐的去服侍。
I'm very happy in Myanmar.
所以呢，即使在这样的境况下，我待在缅甸，我仍然感到心里很喜乐。
Because God is using me.
因为在那个地方是神最能用我的
时候。So many people would have starved if I wasn't there because I could get money from overseas and channel it to them.
所以正是因为我在那个地方的工作，我能够从海外呢，能够找到一些经费，能够帮到他们。
Again goes back to the first principle. It's not about my comfort.
所以我们再回到刚刚我们讲的这个经文的最开始，真正我们不是为了我们自己的舒适。
It's about teaching and preaching the word of God.
而是呢，去传讲或者是宣讲神的福音。
My comfort is second.
所以我自己的舒适呢，排在第二位。
But you know what? I'm still here.
但是你知道吗？我还是回到了这里。
At that time in 2021, I had no idea, of course.
在2021年的时候，我真的不知道。
I was just obeying God.
我不知道下面会发生什么，我唯一的，我就是顺服神的带领。
But today you can see the evidence and the proof that if you obey God, God will honor you.
所以呢，今天我们看到了这个结局，就当我们顺服神的时候，神一定会让我们得尊荣。
Okay, let's go to the next one, 33 to 39.
下面我们来看一下经文是33到39节。
I will help you go straight because this is a bit small for even for me. If you look at the verse, last verse actually, verse 39. Okay, let's read that together, verse 39 only.
那我们一起来读一下这个经文的第39节，就是最后一节。若是出于神，你们就不能败坏他们，恐怕你们倒是攻击神了。
This is a very good principle about if God is in it, it will last. If it is not from God, it will last only a short time.
所以这个是一个很好的原则。如果是神在里面，那这个事情可以永不止息。但是如果神不在里面，他就会那个瞬间消失。
Of course, they at that time were starting the church, and that has lasted to this day. The church is still alive and strong today.
我们可以看到这样的那个明证，教会是从那个使徒那个时候开始，一直持续到现在，屹立不倒。
Because the church is from God.
因为教会是出于神。
But all the governments that have come and gone.
我们都可以看到这个世界各国的政府迭代更新，不知道换了多少。
Where are they today?
他们现在在哪里？
They've all disappeared.
都已经消失了。
But for me and for you, when you do something, always remember how long will it last?
为我也是为你们，我们可以问这样的问题，不管我们做什么，我们所做的到底能够持续多长。
Are you doing something just for now?
你在做的事情是不是只是为了苟且，为了那个眼前？
Or are you doing it for much longer period, hopefully not to eternity, but definitely for a longer period?
而是为很长的时间，即使不是说有永恒，也是有很长的时间，经久不息。
So a lot of things that I do, I always have to remember, make sure that this can continue beyond me.
所以呢，做任何事情，我都要问我自己，我做的这个事情要能够持续，至少要持续过我的寿命。
I can get things started and going and be happy with it, but what happens if I die?
我可以启动 很多事情，让它很好的开始，我也觉得很开心，做得很好。但是呢，我要想到，如果一旦我过世了，会是什么样的结局
？What happens if I cannot do my work? Like I'm crippled, or I get expelled from the country and I have to return to Toronto?
或者就是说，这样的事工，如果是因为我的身体的问题，或者因为被迫被政府驱逐出缅甸，那这个事情，这个事工能不能持续
？Will all the work that I have started over there continue?
所有在那儿的工作，在这个以后是不是能够继续下去
？I need to prepare for this. I need to make sure that it can.
所以呢，我今天我就要为这些做好准备。如果这样的事情发生，所有这些事工，我要确信他们能够持续经久不息。
So next year when I come back, I will bring with me a local Myanmar pastor.
所以明年我再回来的时候呢，我会带回来一个就是缅甸当地的一个牧师。
I've been training him for 9 years.
我会呢培训他，我已经培训他9年了。
So that it can replace me if anything happens to me.
所以呢，这样的话，如果我有什么不测，各种原因的话呢，他能够在缅甸继续替代我侍奉神。
Actually, I only thought about that this morning. You know this building?
对，所以这个让我今天早上也想到另外事情。大家知不知道这个建筑
？Those of you who have been here for a long time remember how we started this.
那在这时间比较长的弟兄姊妹恐怕知道我们是怎么样开始这个职堂的。
Back in 2010, even maybe even 2009, I was the chair of the board. We had this dream of starting something up north so that people from downtown can move to and also reach out to a new area.
所以大概应该是2010年甚至2009年，当时我们只那个。教会我们就在考虑在当趟的那个母堂有没有可能向北做一个直堂，这样的话让住在这边的弟兄姊妹以及周围的人可以有一个新的地方来传讲福音，能持守生命。
15 years later, look at you here.
所以一晃时间很快，15年过去了，看看在座的弟兄姊妹。
And I was in the English congregation as well. They are booming.
而且尤其是这个英文堂的的确是蓬勃发展。
You see, whatever you do, you must always work towards longevity.
所以这个告诫我们，不管我们现在开始做任何事情，我们都要有个长远的规划。
Work for things that will last, things which are bigger than you.
要做一件能够永不止息的事情，而且这个事情要比我们自身要大得多。
Don't think small.
不要想得太小。
Our God is a big God.
因为我们的神是一位极其伟大的神。
We need to have bigger dreams.
所以呢，我们都要有一个伟大的梦想。
Don't even think about money.
所以呢，对于钱，我们想都不要想。
Do you know how much we bought this building and the land and everything for?
大家猜一下，我们这个教堂，我们是花了多少的经费买下来的
？Today it looks like nothing.
今天我们看看用今天的钱来算真的是不值一提。
Anybody remembers?
有没有人记得这个价格是多少？
How much? 3 million. Actually, it was 4. Very close. 3 million, 4 million. Now a house costs 2 million.
You know? 15年前这个教会当时有个姊妹猜的还蛮差不多了，四个命令。但是我们现在看看多伦多一栋独立房就是一两个命令。
Yeah, at the time, that was a lot of money.
所以当时在那个时候的确是一笔巨款。
We knew we couldn't do it.
所以说没有大家的这个我们做不下来。
But we trusted God to fulfill that vision.、Right?
但是呢我们真正把我们的信靠放在神手里面，神给我们看到了这样的愿景，我们能够做到。
And so today all of you are enjoying this beautiful building.
所以呢今天我们都能够呢好好的享受这一个宽敞的这个建筑。
We're doing the same in Myanmar.
那我们在缅甸我们也是有同样的这样的远景。
Things are in chaos. Everything is falling apart. But we say no, we will rebuild.
即使现在我们讲在缅甸是四分五裂，看到你是已经完全没有希望了，但是我们说不会，我们仍然有希望，我们仍然在建设。
I guess because I'm Chinese, so I want to build things and create land and buy land and build buildings, you know.
也许这个是中国人的血液，就是这样，喜欢买地，喜欢建房。
You know, we've bought land for like maybe 7-8 churches.
我们就在那边就是为教会买了一个七块甚至八块地。
And we have built buildings for about 6 of them.
现在已经有六个呢已经建成。
The biggest one is of course Hesed that you contributed towards because this was a big project, 3 floors.
那最大的一个当然就是少不了弟兄姊妹的这个奉献，这个现在是很宏伟。
God is amazing. God wants things to last forever.
神真的是很奇妙，神想他所旨意的每一件事情都能够永不止息。
Because God is our, is a forever God. He's an eternal God.
因为他是一个永恒的，是一个永远存在的神。
Don't waste your time on things that will last for a few days, even worse, for a few seconds when you take drugs or you take alcohol. You know, these last for such a short time.
所以呢我们不要去想那个很短暂的事情，几天的工作或者甚至为了一下的一种这种兴奋我们去用药，或者这个都是短暂的。
Spend your time of things, on things for eternity.
所以要把我们的时间把我们的眼光专注在永恒的事情上。
Last section.
最后的一个章节。
And that's about obviously where I got the title for my,sermon, and that's from verse 42.
这个就是我们来读一下经文的第42节。
Okay, let's read that together.
Okay, 让我们一起来读哈。他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住的教训人，传耶稣是基督。
You see, it says they never stopped.
所以我们看到这儿，他们从来就没有停止。
They never stopped teaching and preaching.
他们从来没有停止教导和宣讲。
But more importantly, they were rejoicing also.
更重要的是，他们是带着喜乐来去传讲神的福音。
They were happy about what they were doing.
他们为他们所做的这些侍奉，心里充满喜乐。
And that's a good indication of whether this is what God wants you to do, is that you are happy doing it. If you are not, then there's something wrong.
所以这也就是说给我们的一个明示，神希望我们做的任何事情都充满喜乐。如果你是没有喜乐的侍奉神，那你就好好想想是不是有些事情不对了。
That's why we will, in Myanmar, we will continue working. We will continue working because we really enjoy what we're doing and God is blessing what we're doing.
这就是我们在缅甸的每天的生活，我们是不停的在工作，为神工作，而且是充满喜乐的，因为这个就是神对我们的旨意。
Despite all the opposition, despite all the difficulties that we encounter, we still keep going.
不管我们遇到多大的反对，多大的遭难，我们仍然是充满喜乐的坚持我们的事工。
You know, we only have electricity. Maybe if we are lucky, a few hours a day.
所以的话，我们在那边就是说，一天恐怕幸运的话，只有恐怕几个小时的安稳。
The temperature can ranges from 36 to 40 degrees.
那边的气候的确让我们有的时候真的没有办法忍受，热到36甚至37度每天。
That's why Toronto is so nice right now.
所以对我来讲的话，多伦多就如同天堂。
And, you know, our water, we have dirt in it. Sometimes it's brown, sometimes it's clear. So we have all kinds of problems.
所以呢，在那边连水质也都是都没有办法保障，所以我们真的是每天都会遭遇很多的问题。
but we keep going.
但是我们从来就没有停止我们的事工。
All the pastors there, even though they are poor, they just keep going, preaching and teaching the gospel.
即使他们中的很多的牧师，他们自身真的很贫困，但是他们从来就没有停止，他们去宣讲福音。
Every Sunday, I get pictures and messages of one of the churches baptizing new people.
所以每个星期天我都会收到不停的教会发回来的信息，都会有新的弟兄姊妹受洗归主。
God is working.
那神在那一直在做工。
And why is God working?
那就是神为什么一直要工作？
Because he said so himself. Let's read John chapter 5,
verse 17. 他说他就是这样的一位神，他就是工作的神。让我们来看一下约翰福音的第五章第十七节，我们一起来读哈。耶稣就对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
See, God give us an example.
所以你看到没有，神给了我们树立一个很好的榜样。
God is always working.
神从来没有停止过工作。
God is working here amongst you.
那我告诉你们，神在我们当中也在工作。
God is working everywhere.
神在每一个角落，每一个地方，无处不在的工作。
In fact, you don't want God to stop working, because if he does, you will not be blessed.
所以我们每一个人都不想神停止工作，因为神一旦停止了工作，我们就停止了祝福。
God is working for you.
神时时刻刻都在为你，为我在工作。
He's working for your well-being, for your growth, for your maturity.
神不仅为我们的灵命，也在为我们的物质生活不停地在供给。
Therefore, we should do the same. We should continue working.
所以呢，我们要跟随主的脚踪，我们也要像他一样不停地工作。
A lot of people ask me, "Levi, you work too hard. When are you going to have a rest?"
所以有人就问我，很多人问我，你为什么如此努力的工作？你为什么都不休歇息一会儿
？Well, I rest in heaven.
所以我会说，有一天我在天国，我就安稳了，我就安息了。
It's a long, long rest, okay?
那个安息就是永恒的安息，没有任何的打扰。
So, never mind. You know, we are all Chinese. We like working anyway.
所以我们讲，真的是说，我们都是中国人，我们的血脉里，我们就是一群很勤奋的人。
Therefore, God says, don't stop.
所以这就应验了神说的，不要停止。
We keep sharing, we keep preaching, we keep teaching, we keep feeding, we do everything, but we never stop.
我们绝不要停止，我们要时时刻刻的去宣讲，去教导，我们去分发食物，我们去供彼此的分享，彼此的去共勉。
So I would also ask you not to ever stop praying for us.
所以呢，我同时在最后也恳请大家要永不止息的为我和我在缅甸的事工祷告。
Because if you do not pray, we cannot work.
因为如果你们停止了祷告，我们的工作就停止了。
So pray for us.
所以呢，真正的是为我们祷告。
谢谢。
好，谢谢。Thank you.